Explore Oregon features a collection of fossils and other geologic items the museum has had for a long time but never put on display. Project Director Anne Craig says with the museum's recent expansion, there's finally enough space to share the collection with the university and greater community.
And what we've tried to do is create something for all those different audiences so that they're actually participating in the discovery and the excitement of the science we have here in Oregon. And it's very interactive. It's not just reading and learning. It's actually doing and engaging and discovering.
A model of the skeleton of a giant sloth is one of the eye-catching features in the exhibit hall. It's more than 7 feet tall, cast from the fossils of several different individual specimens.
So this is one of our Ice Age mammals who wandered around for a long time, and their size is really amazing. And if you take a look at their hands, their claws, they look a little ferocious, but in fact they weren't. You know, they weren't meat eaters. They were using those claws to probably peel bark and leaves.
The exhibit also features an artist's rendering of a 9-foot-long saber-toothed salmon.
He looks pretty similar to Chinook salmon today, except for his massive size. And these guys would have been swimming in around Oregon about 5 million years ago.
This display features cutting-edge technology.
We have a 3D print of the saber-toothed salmon skull, which we were able to make a cast from because the actual fossil is so fragile, so delicate, that it couldn't go on display. But with this new technology, we have a touchable example out here that looks exactly like the real thing.
Craig says this exhibit is the largest expansion of the museum's natural history offerings. It's on permanent display. There's an open house Friday evening from 6 to 8. The U of O Museum of Natural and Cultural History will have a free open house all weekend. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.